KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Alveda King is my guest today. She is the granddaughter of Martin Luther King Sr. And I am so excited to have her here today because she wrote a new book called Why Trump. Now, why in the world would this evangelist write a book, Why Trump? She's an African-American evangelical Christian, pro-life woman from the South. Why, Alveda, did you write this book?
Cutie, as you said, I am the granddaughter of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. My daddy, his son, Reverend Alfred Daniel Williams King, and my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., they were all Baptist preachers. My grandfather in the 1960s was a Republican. Daddy King was a Republican, a Baptist preacher, a black Baptist preacher from the South. Now, interestingly enough, as a Republican in the 1960s, John Kennedy was running for president, Democrat, Catholic. Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
So my grandfather said, anybody who gets my son, Martin Luther King Jr., out of jail gets my vote. So Daddy King, the Republican, voted Democrat. Now, all of these years later, here I am, a Republican. And I ran for office in the 1970s as a Democrat. So I left the Democrat Party and became a Republican. And as a Republican today, I am supporting and praying for and voting for President Donald John Trump.
Wow. So some of the things in your book, you talk about some of the rich history of the civil rights movement. And boy, I'd love to talk with you about how that was growing up in the civil rights movement. And is it any different from today?
Well, I got married the year after Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. I got married in 1969. So I grew up in the civil rights movement. There were many similarities and many differences. What's different back in the 1950s and 60s, I was born in 1951, there were water fountains marked white and colored. You couldn't eat in certain restaurants. You couldn't stay in certain hotels. A lot of that is different today. However, one thing is true. It was true then and it's true now. My uncle, my daddy, my granddaddy, the scripture, Acts 17:26, of one blood, God made all people to live together on the face of the earth. So they understood and taught that we are one human race, not separate races. Along with my book, Why Trump, I'm also co-author of a book, We're Not Colorblind. And that means we see each other with dignity as human beings. Our ethnicity denotes our color. So we can't pretend we don't see skin color because our ethnicity is also very important. So here in the 21st century, it's very important that we recognize each other in the womb. I mean, the little babies when the mom is pregnant as well, all the way to natural death. We are all human beings and we have to have dignity, regard, and that way, we'll stop fighting over skin color, recognize that we're one race, recognize that people are people from the womb to the tomb. Those are things that we can recognize if we really just take a moment and consider those issues.
Well, this whole Black Lives Matter movement, how is that hijacking some of these things that you purport?
Well, actually, what we have is the Black Lives Matter organization that is founded by Marxists, people who have a communist perspective, and three ladies, as a matter of fact, who don't even support a natural marriage between a man and a woman. They want to get rid of that model, actually. So that's the Black Lives Matter organization. They don't support the United States Constitution. They do encourage violence and that kind of thing. Now, the Black Lives Matter movement, it's okay because, you know, human lives do matter from the womb to the tomb. Black lives in the womb do matter. Black Lives Organization supports abortion, for example. So they don't think the little girls and boys in the womb, they don't need civil rights. Why do they need civil rights? That's what you get from the Black Lives Matter organization. However, the Black Lives Matter movement, I kind of agree that black lives do matter. Blue lives matter. Human lives matter. Babies' lives matter. Oh, yeah.
They certainly do. And how can we help people see the difference between the real Black Lives Matters movement and the organization?
Well, they have the Black Lives Matter organization has changed their website quite a bit because people checked it out and they would say, wait a minute, this is not what we are sending money to. That's the problem. So they've changed it somewhat. It's harder to have them admit today what they believe because they've been changing that to a certain extent. However, Acts 17:26 says, of one blood, God made all people. We are human beings. We can learn to live together as brothers, and I'll add as sisters, and not perish together as fools. That is totally possible, and we can do that.
Talk about the abortion rates among the different people groups.
That's very important that you ask that question. In America especially, there are more abortions. If you look at the numbers, African Americans make up about 12 to 13% of the population, but the lion's share of the abortions occur on black mothers and their babies. And so it's been marketed by Planned Parenthood, who was founded by the racist Margaret Sanger, who was a good friend to the Ku Klux Klan. And so her thing was abort your babies. Well, abortion was not legal during her lifetime. Abortion became legal a few years later. But she was finding ways to have black women, Negro women, she called them, not to have the babies. The Negro Project encouraged black women not to have their babies. Once abortion became legal, Planned Parenthood continued to say to black women, you don't need to have your babies, and now we have legal abortion, and we'll help you. So that legacy of abortion, which was started by Margaret Sanger and finished and is still going on with Planned Parenthood today. So aborting our babies, how can the dream survive if we murder our children? A woman does have a right to choose what she does with her body. The baby is not her body. And that's why we say, where are the civil rights? How can, you know, how can the dream survive if we murder those little babies?
What about Latino babies? You never hear anything about them, but where do they fall into this whole issue?
No, we do. The Latino numbers of abortions are higher as well. And after the black communities have been targeted so heavily, it has moved now to the Latino community as well.
So what would you like those listening to this broadcast today to take away from it? Where is your heart? What would you like them to just really get into their spirit?
Well, there's a beautiful scripture. Brothers and sisters, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. That includes the babies in the womb, every ethnic group, and all human beings. And I encourage you to read my book, Why Trump, and We're Not Colorblind.
Why Trump and We're Not Colorblind, both of those books by evangelist Alveda King. Can you just in a little bit of time tell us about just something that you'd like to share about your life that people may not know?
I am in a place and you're going to hear a lot of noise in just a few seconds and I can't control that. So I encourage you to know that I am evangelist Alveda King. I love the Lord with all my heart. And I believe that if we vote for life, if we love each other and communicate, God will surely bless us.
God bless you. Thanks so much for taking your time today out of your schedule to not only tell us about your new book, Why Trump, and your other book, but just about your values and why it's so important to fight for the things that we believe in.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being my guest today, Alveda. Alveda King is the Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Also the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and the granddaughter of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. Well, it's been a privilege today. I pray that some of the things that Alveda has shared today have been a blessing to you and will help you not only in your relationship with Jesus, but give you the insight that you need on how you can be a better Christian in this life, which is so filled with challenges. Don't forget about her books, Why Trump and We Are Not Colorblind. Get them at your nearest bookstore. I'm Judy Rudlick. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Encounter. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
I want to encourage you to pray for these upcoming elections. Do your homework. Study about the candidates and propositions you need to vote for. Do not lose heart. God's word says that in so many places. Remember how Daniel often was in a tough spot, being the cupbearer for the king? He prayed and the Lord helped him. Esther and Mordecai prayed and God delivered the people. And God delivered Mordecai out of the evil hand of Haman. They took courageous stands as Christians in a heathen land. Joshua, even before he took over as the leader of Israel, was a huge prayer warrior. He stood with Moses, and as a reward, God helped him courageously lead the Israelites into battle for the promised land. The land God showed Moses was conquered and divided up and given to the tribes. Joshua trusted the Lord and prayed. The Lord wants us to pray and believe him. Again, don't lose heart. He can show you exactly how to vote. Encourage other Christians not to lose heart and to pray as well. Let me leave you with this one scripture. 1 Peter 5:8. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. That's from the New American Standard. Go, pray, and vote courageously, trusting the Lord for wisdom to help you vote as he wants you to vote. If you have comments or have a show suggestion for Encounter, I'd love for you to email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.